Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're a man down today. Ben is out because his lovely wife, Kat, had hip replacement surgery, but she's doing great. That's good news. I wish you guys out there could see how hard KT and Shippy are working right now. During every break, they are scrambling all over the place, trying to put things together. We are going to have that Orlando Scandrick audio for you at noon. But one of the things that those fine gentlemen have done, have put together a lot of best of segments. Sean and RJ kind of gave us the idea as we get ready for Fanniversary tomorrow. It's free at Texas Live from noon to 4. Not only will all the Tolos be out there, all the show hosts, but then, of course, special guests, Willie Calhoun, Jalen Smith, Chris Woodward, on and on and on. What about Belfour and Ludwig together?
Awesome.
I mean, it's going to be so great. I can't even tell you all the great. Charles Haley, Jim Jeffcoat, it's on and popping. Tomorrow starting at noon. Please join us at Texas Live. But in celebration, KT, take us, continue to take us back down memory lane.
We're going
to
start with one. I'm glad you mentioned Sean and RJ, and we'll party with them tomorrow. But at one time, everyone started calling them the RJ and Choppy Show. Well, where does that come from?
Yes.
This is from a time when Ben and Skin were playing a prank on our sales girl, Chelsea, who is awesome. But
yeah,
this is back
Chelsea.
When she was new, maybe a month into the thing. And here's them kind of doing a little prank on her.
What did Robbie tell you about me?
Well, he didn't tell me. He says you spend during football season.
You guys still do sports?
Of course.
Who do you have doing the sports now?
We have, in the morning, we have Sean and RJ. In midday, we have G-Bag Nation. In the afternoons, we have Ben and Skin. And then in the evenings, we have RJ and Choppy.
Okay, good, good, good. RJ and Choppy, that sounds like a good show. I'm looking to spend maybe 10 grand during the football season, and I need you to put together some packages.
Okay. Okay, and that's 10 grand the whole season?
Yeah, the whole thing. I want to go in 10 grand. Give me the I like that RJ and Choppy thing you were talking about. Let's figure that out for 10 G's.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I forgot where that came
she's
from.
She's new. She's just, right. You know, just a couple weeks into it.
No offense to anybody back there in the sales pit, but nobody's better than Chelsea.
She's awesome.
Everybody, awesome. The whole sales crew is really good.
From time to time.
I like to pit them all against each other, like, yeah, you know, what's that thing? Survivor.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. I like to see them all kill one another, but they're all fantastic.
Sometimes we'll do a drop interview. Here's a clip of a drop interview. I actually had a Syracuse basketball blogger on for reasons unknown.
God, did that ever air?
But here's the...
Why did we do this? Well, Final Four?
While we're celebrating the 10-year anniversary, we can't let Fuel City go without a mention.
Let's get to the tournament a little bit. I'm stunned that Monmouth isn't in. I'm upset about it, especially, you know, with Vandy. Vandy lost to Tennessee last week. Can't lose to Tennessee and get in. Syracuse lost to St. John's. Can't lose to St. John's and get in. What's your take on Monmouth not getting in and these two guys getting in there?
Monmouth.
Well, I think that Monmouth probably did deserve to get in. I look more at who did you beat. Questions.
Hold up. Let me switch topics.
Oh, yes.
Do you like gas stations?
Gas stations?
Do you like gas stations?
Sure.
But I got some sad news about the Fuel City Zebra. If you Google up the legend of the Fuel City Zebra, you'll see a story on CBSLocal.com, 105.3thefan.com. I wrote this a couple of years ago, and I have video. I took my kids out to see the zebras because I would always go to Fuel City. Anybody that goes to downtown Dallas and gets gas, they know that Fuel City's got the best street tacos. I'm not going to say they're the best in the country, but they're in there. They've got everything you'd ever want a gas station. They've got the lowest price car wash. They've got everything. And then they got a swimming pool. This is right downtown Dallas on Riverfront. And it's like a scene. It's like a party going on at Fuel City all the time. Well, they have this backyard that has longhorns. It has horses. It has regular cattle. It had camels. And it had zebras. Now, I thought it only had one. And then this one day, I went over there, and it had two of them. Let me tell you something. The zebras were real. Notice I said were. I went over there a couple of days ago, and I noticed I didn't see the zebras. Now, if you go inside Field Cities, which is huge, it's like a Bucky's, but it's better. A little bit more intimate, but it's better. It's like a Bucky's. You go inside, they got all these taxidermist animals, stuffed animal heads all over the place. And I saw a zebra head up there. And I was like, whoa. Where's the zebras? My kids are like, where are the zebras? Daddy, the zebras are gone. And then somebody asked somebody in there, is that one of the zebras? So I couldn't believe this story. My wife said, it's probably true. They had to do something with the zebra. Maybe the zebra was getting old and they had to do something. So they just mounted the zebra. That's just too soon. That's not right. I made a phone call to one of the managers over there. His name is Eric. And I said, Eric, what happened to the zebras? And he said, oh, yeah. I hear about you guys talking about it on the air. Ben and Skin Show, the greatness of the Ben and Skin Show. D-Bag Nation, I hear you guys, they say on the radio, you're talking about the zebras. We like that. I said, where are the zebras? What have you done with the zebras? He said the city made us take them away.
Are you buying or selling Ben Simmons as a clear-cut number one pick in the draft?
God, okay, that's amazing. To go from Monmouth not getting in the tournament to that.
Ben Simmons through all
Hold
of
on,
that.
Let me switch it up.
Performance. Hey, let me switch gears real quick. Do you like gas stations?
God, that's so good. I love drop interviews so much.
Now, this one's a good one, and a part of the good one is the concept. The other reason it's so good is because the clout involved.
Okay.
Travis Frederick and Zach Martin are a part of this one. So here's the concept. Ben is playing the role of a Jewish father who has a Jewish son. And for his bar mitzvah, you know, he wants to get the Cowboys. He wants to get a couple Cowboys players.
Make an appearance at the bar mitzvah.
So Travis has kind of set this up to Zach, like, hey, man, will you come to this appearance?
We're going
to
make some good dough
So
here.
Now we're on the hook with Travis and Zach. And Travis is going along, but Zach has no idea. Okay, he has no idea. Travis knows.
Ben's doing an incredible job, but Travis is the MVP.
Travis is the MVP because he strung Zach along. So they want Travis and Zach to show up to a bar mitzvah in full Cowboys uniform. And this is some of the best parts of that break.
In your sport, you do the Gatorade bath, where you dump the bucket of Gatorade on the guy who won the big game. And hey, the coach, watch out. Don't get electrocuted with your headset. Bam, you hit him with the Gatorade, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
We want you guys to get Grandma Rose. You guys take a giant bucket of freezing cold Gatorade, and you're going to dump it on unsuspecting Grandma Rose. She's a pistol. She'll love it. It'll be hilarious.
Gotcha. We can get Grandma Rose.
Okay. I want it to be ice cold. I want it to scare her. I want it to blow her away. She's not suspecting it, but her daughter's going to bring her a change of clothes. She's got a suite at the Omni. It's all good.
Okay.
But really get her. She deserves it.
There was also a situation where Zach was going to have to go into the birthday cake.
Pop out of it.
With the little kid and have to talk with him about the birds and the bees. And then return to the party.
We're idiots.
Okay. I love it.
The Sports Inferno. It's one of the fake radio shows we do featuring... Yep. The host is a guy by the name of Carl Spoon, and he's kind of a Colin Cowherd type.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Rational Bill. Rational Bill is, I think, maybe like a Central American guy.
We're not sure what his origin
is. He evolves over the interview.
Right.
But they were having Clipper Steve on for an interview about the Clippers. Man.
Clipper Steve, and you spit a freestyle when Rational Bill is done. Are you ready?
Absolutely not in any way am I ready for that.
I'm not very good, but I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, don't be a step up, Clipper Steve. All right, Bills, let's get this cipher popping.
Yep. Sports Inferno will always get paid. We'll take a whack show and make it better. You can just drop it like it's hot. Hold another mitt. Don't bring whack bullshit. Just bring it right from the dome. My name's Rational Bill, far from my home.
My name is Clipper Steve. I don't want to be here. I want to leave. I like the Clippers. You like the Mavs. That's how it is. That's what I got. Have. How about that?
Thought that was whack. Thought it was whack, but I appreciate you getting on the mic and busting a little something. Wow, I didn't know you had those nuts, Clipper Steve. I thought you'd run away like a bitch, but you stood up and you grabbed the mic and got a little bit of action here in the Inferno.
Inferno.
I have that skill.
Well, don't take it that far.
Here's what I just want to say, and I want to bring it as hard as I can. This is my most heated opinion I got.
Bring it!
I just feel like DeAndre Jordan acted like a 7-foot baby.
Oh, wow!
But I also see where he's coming from, and it was probably the right decision.
It was an immature thing to do originally, but this is what he had to do in the end.
Oh, bullshit. He didn't have to do any of that, but I appreciate you trying to get his back.
I say
somebody
better
get his back besides his damn mommy.
You know, he went to Texas A&M.
Yes.
My cousin Eddie went there, too.
Oh, good story.
Stupid. I love all these stupid bits.
Another show is The Fightin' McMahons.
Ah, yes.
I want to say the inspiration for this might have been Tim McMahon.
It is. We used to like to make fun of Tim and turn him and really exaggerate his voice into something it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
We used to work with him at ESPN, and we're all good friends. We love Tim, but I think he actually got quite a big kick out of this too.
The story here is Ronnie and Terry McMahon host a radio show somehow, but they also like to fight.
They really
like all the violent sports, and their brothers, Ronnie and Terry. And here they are.
Let's shut it down. We like to fight. We always get in trouble, but we are Christians, so let's put our hands together.
God bless you, Jesus.
If you would, Brad, lead us in a prayer, and let's shut this thing down.
Not really my thing, but you guys.
Just a quick prayer, Brad.
For the Lord, Brad.
Our guests, lead us in a prayer, Brad.
Shut up, Ronnie. Go pray.
Go ahead, Brad.
Hope everything goes well for everybody. That's all I got.
The f*** kind of prayer is that? Jesus, Brad, show some respect for the Lord. He's your maker.
Brad, you didn't even say, "Dear Lord, we're gathered here today to celebrate this thing called life." You didn't put any thought into it.
That's not really my thing. But
you never said a prayer before?
What do you mean it ain't my thing? God make it your thing, Brad.
How the hell do you eat a meal if you can't say a prayer before?
You gonna choke on them bones, Brad. Pray, son.
All right, look, it's fine. We don't want to force our religion on you if you ain't the God type.
Good luck in hell.
Gosh.
What a terrible thing for a person to find themselves in the middle of.
There's an AutoFlex leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. There's a guy that keeps asking, will you guys play the mustache clip from Amy Lawrence?
Oh,
no, we can't play that.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that.
What about this one? This guy says, we got to hear y'all talking about Al Roker's sweet poon. I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard when we played
the
sweet poon pie.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was weird.
What a day.
Okay, Bacon and Bronson was a show as well. Bacon. It's kind of doing like a Bill Simmons type character, Steve Bacon. Tommy Three Rings Bronson is mimicking Ted Johnson, former Patriots linebacker, who did radio in Houston and popped on with the G-Bag Nation from a basement for a long time. So here's a little quick clip of their show with the Nuggets blogger.
But I would just say this. Who wants it more? Because it's nut crunch time. It's gut check time. Who's going to arrive the earliest and leave the latest after this game when everybody's celebrating? Who's lifting weights ready for the next series? That's who's going to win this game. So to me, it all comes down to, like, I've never seen either of these teams play, but I would say whoever lifts the most weights will win.
That's such good stuff. Branton, thank you so much for providing your uninformed outsider opinion. Really appreciate it, man. Where can people read your work if they want to get that perspective?
It's on denverstiffs.com. You can follow me on Twitter at bvote422. I guess I missed the point of the show here, guys. Not sure what we're going for, but maybe
what do you mean?
Back one day and we'll try it again.
I'm working with Steve Bacon. He never played sports, so how am I supposed to work with that?
Hey, I understand, guys. No, it was a pleasure very much. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks a lot. Coming up next, Jerry Jones, the owner, versus Jerry Jones, the general manager, from a player's perspective.
Thank you. Because what you say doesn't matter.
Right. Coming up next.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Brendan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, good times. Hey, and sorry, man, we're trying to figure out our way around this. It's kind of a work in progress, but thank you. Thank you.
It's all good, man. You guys got it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Hey, much love. God bless you, man.
Take care.
Take care, bro. Take care.
My chest is full of phlegm. Brantley?
You guys call them like no less than 11 different names in that interview.
Such a jerk move. Okay, there's a lot of people asking for East Texas Sports Boys. We'll get some of that. We'll get you a clip of the East Texas Sports Boys before the show ends.
Yeah.
Also, the huge Wiener Jeremy commercial was another prank we did.
Oh,
you know, that's how we'll end this segment. Here's the huge Wiener Jeremy.
Oh, great.
Jeremy Garcia is a part-time guy here. He works hard. Really good dude. But we did prank him when he was here to go do a live read for a food truck called Huge Wiener Food Trucks.
Hello, intern Jeremy from the Ben and Skin Show, here for Huge Wieners, the newest and best food truck in the Metroplex. Huge Wieners provides high and delicious dogs at affordable prices. There's no better feeling than jamming one of those huge wieners in your mouth. Huge Wieners has a large selection of dogs for any hungry DFW resident. You can try the big old fat one. Try stretching your mouth around our signature huge wiener. Or if you're intimidated by that, try out the micro dog with a special burst of hidden bacon ranch flavor. The cooks in our Huge Wieners food trucks are gourmet chefs, so they can cook your dog any way you like. For instance, if you like your meat well done, try our huge blackened wiener.
Yeah.
Or if you're brave enough, you can try the raw dog, a sufficient unit of meat and buns only. I get with my friends and search the internet for Huge Wiener tips on their secret menu, which includes delivery and to-go options as well. I love to take it doggy style, which is secret code for chili dogs, as the fine folks at Huge Wiener will meet you around back with homemade chili to go. Also, if you're feeling extra spunky, order it glory hole style for a surprise Frank you never saw coming from our secret menu. And for the ultimate hot dog connoisseur, if you think you can take it, try our classic menage a dog. 3-foot long wieners coming at you all at once. And hey, our huge wieners are expanding with a new store opening in the 817 this fall. It's time to party with huge wieners. Now 3 huge wiener trucks serving the DFW Metroplex.
God, what a great food concept.
Yeah, how's it not a thing?
I'm hungry.
I don't know. Seems like it should be a real thing. Thank you. God, I really enjoy all that. Keep the feedback coming on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. I hope you guys are out there enjoying as much as the folks that are texting in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.